So when we compared the depressed and non-depressed mothers at a group level in their response, what we found was that the depressed mothers were really showing a diminished or blunted response to their infant in some of these subcortical areas that are important for processing reward and motivation. And these are areas that have been found to be diminished in depression before and seems to help explain some of the anhedonic symptoms, the inability to feel pleasure or joy. But specifically in this context, it was interesting to see that the non-depressed mothers were able to respond to this cry sound that, you know, objectively is kind of unpleasant to hear, but that the kind of brain response they were showing to this was something more positive, or as if they wanted to approach their infant and found something rewarding about that interaction, whereas the depressed mothers were really lacking in that. So that was a pretty big and robust difference between these groups. And this was regardless of the current level of symptoms that they were reporting, but just looking at the differences based on their history of having depression or not.